Got feedback? Send it to jarober@gmail.com or visit the website at jarober.com/blog/fnv.ssp.
So the economy in New Vegas is booming. I haven't had any trouble getting jobs all over the place.
Actually, I'm on my second playthrough, I should mention. Now, you didn't want spoilers for the ending, so I won't go into any detail, but I did run through the plot. I sided with the NCR.
And now, I wanted to talk about that. So we are gonna talk about the ending when I've got there, and I'm getting close to getting there.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I want to talk about was the core plot point that lets you decide which direction you're going to go. When you get to New Vegas and you deal with, what's his name? What's the guy?
What, Mr. House?
No, the guy who tried to kill you.
Oh, Benny.
Benny. Once you've dealt with Benny...
You don't necessarily have to deal with him in Vegas. I mean, like...
No, that's true. I just want to get... So then you deal with Yes Man. At that point, three different plot paths open up. You can deal with the NCR Ambassador, you can deal with Caesar's Legions, or you can deal with Yes Man. If you leave those three people alone, you never have to decide on which direction you're truly going to support until you finally want to do that. And that's where I'm at right now. I've been doing quests all over the place, annoying one faction and unannoying another faction, you know, so on and so forth, but never truly putting my weight behind anyone. And
now you can actually do some of the quests for one faction, though, and still not totally commit yourself. Like, I did a bunch of things for the NCR, and I'm trying to remember which one it was that tipped me over to the point where all of the Caesar's Legions ones came up as failed quests, because that's how the game tells you that those quests are no longer available. You know, it just pops up, failed quest, failed quest, failed quest.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think what action it was. I mean, there's a bunch of things you can do for the NCR, and then it's about, probably three-fourths of the way through the track. I guess, you know what it is? I think it's when you switch from working with the ambassador to working with the military.
Probably. And I'm at this point where, you know, the ambassador wanted me to talk to the boomers. Caesar wanted me to talk to the boomers. I've dealt with the boomers. They love me, but I have not gone back to the ambassador or back to Caesar to say who they're going to support. So essentially, they're going to support me. Same with the Khans. Well, actually, the Khans are not going to support the Legion now, but I haven't committed them to the NCR. They're committed to me. So if I wanted to, I could ask them, back the NCR. Or I could go to Caesar and I could say the boomers are going to back you. Or I could go to the NCR ambassador and say the boomers are going to back you. But that would be committing myself to one of the sides. So I can avoid doing that. I've lost the Brotherhood. They hate me because I stole Felicia Day away from them. But I have the Khans and I have the
boomers. But that's because you put Harden on the throne there. You didn't leave Elder McNamara. Now, let me tell you a couple things. When I played through, I, of course, screwed up the Boulder City thing. Yeah, I went in and I didn't have I didn't do the conversation right with the guy outside. Mm-hmm. So I just went in guns blazing and killed all the Khans. And then from that point forward, they vilified me. Now, interestingly enough, I could go to the Great Khan encampment and they didn't start shooting at me. Whereas, you know, if you show up at the Powder Gangers after they supposedly vilify you, they'll shoot you on sight. They just didn't want to work with me. And, you know, I got to the point at the end where I had the thing where I had to ask the Khans, you know, to stay neutral and, you know, maybe ask them to go on the side of the NCR. I was able to get them to stay neutral. And there's a whole bunch of side quests you have to do for various people for the Khans. And you get, you know, you go through and you do this, you do that. You end up convincing them you don't really want to be part of Caesar's Legions. And part of it is pretty obvious. You know, the Khans have this whole equality thing with men, women going. And you just have to explain to a few of the women and the Khans, you do kind of know what's going to happen to you under Caesar's Legions, don't you?
Yeah.
And that gets them to the point where they won't fight with Caesar, but at least for me, since I had botched that Boulder City thing, they weren't going to side with the NCR. As a matter of fact, the Papa guy there ended up telling me, you're lucky I don't knock your head off for suggesting it.
Yeah, I mean, when I talked to the Great Khans, I ended up convincing them to go legit with their chemistry. They're making stim packs now. So that's actually a really good turn. I convinced them that they have all the strength they need inside themselves. They don't need, you know, to justify themselves by taking land or anything like that. They're already good people. So that, I think that was a really good outcome there.
Now here's another question. How many of the followers have you acquired?
Like companions?
Yeah, companions.
Ah, well, let me check. I'm just going to bring up the list and see which ones I've met.
Well, not just met. How many have you gotten to come with you?
Okay, so companions. Stupid web browser. Arcade is ready to come with me. Boone is ready to come with me. Lily's ready to come with me. Raoul is ready to come with me. I have not met Cassidy yet. I'm going to be, you know, coming up against her soon. And, of course, Veronica I've been carrying around with me for a while. Eddie
now,
and
Cassidy
Rex.
You can meet very early if you go down to the Mojave Outpost. She's in the bar drinking.
Yeah. Neil, obviously, I've met. Sunny Smiles.
Right, but they're only temporary.
Yeah. So basically, I've met all of them except for Sharon, which I may have actually met the Cassidys. I can't remember.
Well, Cassidy's an interesting follower. I got her, and there's a whole interesting set of things that happens with her. She's had her caravan. She was a trader, and she's stuck at Mojave Outpost because all of her caravans have been whacked. And once you get her, part of her quest involves finding out what happened to her caravans, and you also end up selling her interest in her caravan company to the Crimson Caravan Company.
Yeah, that's the quest I'm on right now. They want to buy her out.
Right. Well, if you follow that through, that'll give you a lot of hints as to what's going on. And in fact, there's two different ways to resolve the thing with Cassidy. One of them violent and one of them supposedly political. You can end up giving documentation to the NCR as to what bad thing happened to her. And since you're on that quest, I won't mention it, but you can get documentation on who's been screwing her over and get that to the NCR.
Hmm.
And if you follow that path, she ends up pretty happy because she thinks it'll screw those people over even more to be buried in paperwork back in California. But my daughter is playing the same game, and she was at the point basically you're at a little before it. And she made the mistake of walking into, and you tell me, do you want me to tell you who this is?
Sure.
Okay. So she makes the mistake of walking into the Silver Rush with Cassidy. And as soon as she walks in, they start shooting.
Okay.
She had to shoot her way through there and kill everybody in it.
Wow. You know, there's another situation
like that. It's because they're
that.
One of the people, they're one of the groups that's screwing Cassidy over.
There's another kind of situation like that with the NCR and the Kings.
Yes.
If you go through the Kings quest, you can end up having to shoot NCR guys if you do it wrong. But I did it right, so everything kind of ended up hunky-dory there.
Right. The king eventually asks you to mediate between a shootout between the Kings and his people that's been instigated by Pacer.
But if you didn't go to the missionary and pass the three checks for the New California Republic...
Well, now, that's a stupid one because there's one guy who keeps asking you what animal's on their flag, and no matter how you answer... He doesn't care how you answer the first two questions, because I got to the point where I started answering the first two randomly, and he said, okay.
No, that's not right. I got the first question wrong and the second two right, and he wouldn't give me the password.
There was one I got the first two right, and then no matter what answer I gave to the third one, he wouldn't let me through.
Well, you should have known that. The flag's everywhere.
Yes, it was a double-headed bear. Yeah, no, I answered. What I did is I answered the double-headed bear. He wouldn't let me through, so I said, okay, what does he think it is? So I went through answering every other question, possible answer, and he wouldn't let me through on anything.
You get all three questions right, and you get it, so I don't know what you were doing.
I don't know either, but it was really weird.
Did you do the whitewash quest?
The which one?
Whitewash.
Who's that for?
Corporal White. I think he was a corporal.
I haven't done his yet. In my second playthrough, I'm only just running across the people of McCarran.
Okay, because you end up, if you complete that, then you get a gun off Boyd called This Machine. And it's a rifle, and it's really good.
Now, have you gotten the Q-35?
I've been killing Deathclaws with it. Let me put it that way.
Really? Okay. Well, have you gotten the Q-35?
Oh, God, yes. I got that a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool gun.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite guns.
So you got one off Boyd that kills Deathclaws easily.
Not easily, but I could definitely snipe them with it. And okay. I should go and get a kind of sniper scope edition for it because it's a great gun. I keep running out of ammo for it.
What kind of ammo does it take?
I can't remember.
I haven't done that yet, but I'm finding that this second playthrough, I'm taking it a lot more slowly, kind of the way you are in your first playthrough, where I'm trying to wander around and get all the possible quests. And almost every large-scale faction you run into, whether they're a minor faction or one of the major ones like the NCR, there's a ton of quests you can do for almost everybody in this game.
Yeah, I think there's at least 5 quests for every single group.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, like the Fiends. Well, no, actually, maybe they do too, but you'd have
There might be quests for the Fiends. I mean, the thing is when you go... I mean, I just went to Vault 3 the second time and beat them from the bottom up, which is, again, amusing because you ask the guy, what did you do to the Vault residents? He said, oh, it's funny, they let us in and then we killed them. And I'm like, okay, so...
That's funny because you let me in and now I'm going to kill you too. That's the way I felt about that too. There's a great quest for sightseeing. Michelangelo, have you visited him?
I watched my daughter go through that one. You need high medicine and high barter to get through that one, don't you?
Yeah, and then at the end, it's really weird the choices you get to make. It's like the good choice or 3 or 4 choices where you threaten to beat him up. So I kept going through the good choice one after the other. Eventually, he wants you to go out and take pictures of landmarks for him, which is really cool. So I actually found some landmarks I didn't know about. Took pictures and took it back to him. That was really cool.
So it's
cool.
Another way to find scenery, find things around the wasteland that doesn't involve taking the explorer perk.
Yeah, I'm never going to take that perk. I can't believe you did. What a waste.
Well, I took it in the first game. I haven't taken it in the second one. The second one, I've decided I'm just going to wander around.
So I went and visited the vault where the escaped convicts are. I got to say, the Great Khans are actually surprisingly close to where you start the game. I didn't realize that was that close.
Yeah, I found that second time. When I was wandering back down from their region, I noticed I'm right at Good Spring.
Yep, so behind Good Springs is a vault where the convicts are hiding out. I went down there. No one would give me a red or green pass, so I said, screw that, you guys are bad. I'll kill you all anyway. And found a quest called Can't We All Just Be Friends? So...
Well, I thought there was a quest there. I mean, the first time I went in there, I haven't gotten there the second game, but
I think
in
it
there,
requires you siding with them... back at Good Springs at the start.
Oh, you think it's... Okay, so you think if you agreed with Joe Cobb to take over the town, you think that's how that could go?
Yeah, maybe. Here's a hint. Don't give Felicia Day dynamite. She likes to throw it. Yeah. Definitely don't give a C4.
Yeah.
Well, at the bottom of that vault, there is
If you're wandering around with Cassidy, do not walk into either the main office of the Crimson Caravan Company or the main office of Silver Rush. Uh-huh. Unless your plan really was to wipe out every living thing in there.
Uh-huh. Well, I've got Rex now. I've gone up to the lodge where the super mutants are getting their treatment, so-called treatment. And, that's where I'm currently up to. That's the question one. But I want to know something about... You know the Garrets in Freeside? Did you do the 3 hookers quest?
I didn't. I just watched my daughter do that one, and one of them involves getting
the sex bot is pretty damn funny. Now with Wild West perk on, when you leave the Cerulean Robotics, 3 old ladies with rolling pins attack you.
They're not the one.
They're not the one. What?
They're not the prostitute you're supposed to get.
No, I know that. I'm just saying it's a weird encounter.
It is weird. I think did you take the wild and wacky one at the beginning?
Yeah, of course.
I think that's part of that.
I just said that. Anyway, the robot, you turn the robot on, give it some sex bot programming. You know,
did you notice one of the options when you're ready to turn it loose? I should test it out. Yeah,
you can test it out. I opted not to test it out. But I got to say, James Garrett was awful excited to get that sex bot.
Yes, he was very excited. I think customers. Yeah, that was funny.
Yes.
Yeah, there's another one, too. You're supposed to get the... Did you follow the conversation with him after you get the... he wanted a cowboy ghoul?
Yeah, I got that at the moment.
Okay, so did you listen to the conversation with him about that, how the customer isn't going to get everything they wanted?
Yeah, he wanted a male.
Yeah, he wanted a male cowboy ghoul, and his comment on that is, well, he can't get everything he asked for.
Yeah. And then I got the smooth talker. I got old Ben, the guy who warned me at the front of the gate.
When you got him. Up. You know, there's another guy you can get.
Yeah.
One of the people that owes money to the people at the Atomic Wrangler.
Yeah, but I chased him off, so.
Okay, but you can bring him back as the suave talker, too.
Yeah. Speaking of entertainment, did you get the entertainment for the tops?
Well, this would be a problem in my second game.
That's right, you killed everyone. Okay.
Okay, I can tell you how it happened. After you whack Benny, his bodyguards will start attacking you. Now, I wasn't paying close enough attention. I didn't notice that it was just his bodyguards. I just took it as everybody in a suit attacking me. So I started laying waste to anybody in a suit.
Oh, my God, James.
And that was pretty much how that went. So, no, I'm not.
What is it with you and the tops? I got to say.
No, the first game I didn't whack the tops. I whacked the Ultralux the first game.
Yeah. What about Gamora? Now, I helped the girl escape from Gamora.
I haven't seen a girl escape. The thing I noticed at the Gamora is you can take one or two tacks there. You can either help. There's two main quest lines you can get at Gamora. One of them, I am pretty sure, is on the side of the Legion, and that's with the big bosses, because it involves massive amounts of guns and chlorine gas. And then the other one is to help a mole who's working sort of kind of with the NCR, or at least you can turn him that way.
Yeah, that's how I got into Gamora. I actually met up with the Legion, with Caesar said, I've got a spy in there. Turns out he doesn't have a spy in there. He's spying on a spy.
Right.
Because the person she was reporting to in the NCR was
Curtis.
The traitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I will say the second time around, I did save the monorail.
Oh, good. Yeah. You'd think they'd get rid of the guards, but I will.
You'd think, yeah.
No, I also got the plane up from the bottom of Lake Mead, and I found House's Resort, where the NCR elite troopers are. And in there is another one of the House Overrides.
Now, wait a minute. One of the House Overrides is at...
H&H.
Yes.
And another one is at House's Resort.
Is that... That's not the bunker underneath the fort that the Legion has, though?
No.
No, okay. I didn't even know about that.
It's across from Lake Mead.
Oh, okay. I decided not to wander all the way over there the first game.
Yeah. Tell you what, getting that plane up from underneath the lake, the position that you've got to put the inflatable things is so not obvious. It's on both wings between the two engines. I'm just both
now,
wings
did you have
between
the, rebreather?
The two engines.
Did you have the rebreather?
I had the rebreather, yeah.
I don't even know how you would do that without the rebreather, because you'd be running out of oxygen every half second and have to go back to the surface.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how that would work. If you don't have the rebreather, you're just screwed.
Yeah, and I had to search a lot to find the stupid spots to put it on, so...
Well, not to mention the rebreather helps you a lot in Vault 34 when you're going into the sunken areas to find the stupid glowing ones that are dead under a desk.
So, I haven't been into the ruby mine yet. I'm looking forward to doing that. Just in case there's lots of money to be had there. But to go back to a topic we had on the last podcast, after you take out House and install Yes Man, the female robot that wants the globes is indeed gone.
She's gone, okay.
Yeah.
So if you don't sell the globes early... Now, I've sold, in the second run-through, I've sold 4 globes already. So I'm currently not as good as Mackie was saying she was last time when she had some absurd number like 22,000 caps.
Yeah, I've got 10,000 caps right now.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting at 12,000 or 13,000 when I gave up the controller earlier today.
Yeah, it's money's fairly easy to get. Ammunition, depending on the kind, you can definitely run out still.
Well, actually, you know what the biggest problem
seem to be a limited resource as well.
Do you know what the biggest problem I have with money in this game is? Not finding paying jobs. It's when you scavenge and you scavenge too much stuff. Oftentimes, you'll go to some place and start selling, and you have to actually be careful that you're not selling more caps than the guy has to pay you.
That was the same in Fallout 3, but yeah, there are definitely poor areas in the game. And, you know, I'll generally do a trade. I'll give them a whole bunch of crap they don't want for all their stim packs.
Yeah.
And then as much money as I can suck them out of.
Right, yeah, no. That's the obvious way to do it. It's just that it's very easy to not notice. If you're not paying attention, it's very easy to not notice the guy really has not much money and then sell him something relatively expensive and get screwed over on it.
Well, maybe for you. I noticed.
All right, well, I had that. That was a surprise for me a couple of times.
Well, okay, so that's where I'm up to. Where are you up to in your current playthrough?
In my current playthrough, I just finished Cassidy's quest where we turned over the evidence to the NCR, where you have to go down to the Mojave Outpost all the way back, you know, on the road towards California. And we got that resolved. And I was actually about to go talk to the king about getting Rex, because what I wanted to do this time is try to get all the various companions.
So just I wanted to bring that up, because when you get Rex, if you got Wild West on and you talk to Rex, there's a kind of a Lassie moment.
Yes, find somebody in a well. And what he does is he turns up one of the various prospector things.
One of the things?
if you notice the text that comes up on the loading screen, and you pretty much have to since the loading screens are so long, every so often you'll notice something flash by that says, prospectors often look in the bottom of mines for the occasional or rare unopened safe.
That's not what I got when I was talking to Rex. I got a boy trapped in a well.
Right. Well, that's sort of the same thing as somebody trapped in a well.
No, but it was Jimmy. It's
really?
Jimmy's well.
Okay,
and who is Lily
that.
Looking for? Her son, Jimmy.
Oh, great.
There's a skeleton down there. That's Jimmy.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you think with the prospectors thing. You're totally off mark there.
No, well, they mentioned prospectors and wells a lot, so I thought the two were semi-related, but I guess not.
No, I still need to go back to Pete, see if I can find out more about that shovel that I need. Anyway,
do you not know where to get the shovel?
No, do you know?
Yeah, Chet has one.
Chet, where's he?
In the original town you're in, Good Spring. If you go to Chet at the general store.
Oh, right.
On my second run through, I noticed, I said, holy smokes, there's a shovel. I spent the whole first game looking for a shovel, and there it was in Good Spring.
Yeah, see, because I'm not rushing through the plot, I have an opportunity to go and do that.
Right, you can now go back to
You can go
Good
find
Spring.
The Northern Pass now, and you'll see there's a grave there that you can dig up.
No, I've been there. I was at that grave and frustrated that I didn't have a shovel the first game.
Okay, well, I think that's enough. I think it's probably time for some happy times.
Feedback, send it to jarober@gmail.com or visit the website at jarober.com/blog/fnv.ssp.